Melissa Secord is the National Executive Director of Celiac Canada. She's been on the show before, but we wanted to invite her back because she's got some great news to share with us today. Melissa, welcome back to the Kelly Cotrera Show.
Thanks for having me again.
So, Melissa, the good news, why don't you share it?
Well, we're excited that a pilot project that was run by the Ministry of Health that included celiac disease testing at local community-based labs is now permanent. The pilot is going to extend for another year as they make preparations to make it a permanent part of OHIP so that no longer if people need to be tested for celiac disease, they'll have to pay out of pocket, which is incredible.
Yeah, and up until now, the cost was paid by the patient. It was about $100 to $150, and that would deter a lot of people. Some people decided, okay, I think it's gluten that doesn't make me feel so hot, and it's Beyond doesn't make me feel hot, but they don't, so they would just cut it out of their diet instead of taking this blood test, which is crucial, because if you have celiac disease, there's a whole host of things that can go wrong. Can you maybe punctuate why it's so important to get these blood tests and get a definitive diagnosis?
Yeah, so celiac disease, a chronic genetic autoimmune condition, affects 1% of people, and it's when they eat gluten, which is basically found in wheat, rye, barley, so it's past the cereals, grains, but it's hidden in a lot of places. And some people think, oh, it's just a dietary, you know, lifestyle choice, but no, it really does, in people with celiac disease, it kills the body's ability to absorb nutrients. And they have gut problems, they have migraines, they can even have anemia, early osteoporosis, cancers, neurological problems. So it's really quite serious, the ramifications, if you don't get diagnosed early.
Can it affect your mood and personality?
Oh, yeah. And that's people with undiagnosed celiac are more likely to be depressed and anxiety. And we just did a major study, and the top 5 or 6 symptoms of about top 12 are neurological, from pins and needles, neurological anxiety. It's a thing called gluten ataxia, affects your nerve endings. So it's quite serious.
Okay, so is everyone now, since this pilot project has been made permanent until at least next year, is everyone now allowed to be tested? And how would you ask for a test for celiac?
Yeah, so, anybody in the province that is above the age of 2 can get tested for celiac disease. They just need to show their health card. It is for diagnosis only right now.
Right.
So if someone's already diagnosed and they're just, you know, testing their levels again, right now that's not covered.
Okay.
But the diagnostic part is covered by a standard lab requisition from your physician. And unfortunately, a lot of physicians aren't thinking of celiac because it's not on that standard lab requisition. So when it becomes permanent, standard part of the OHIP, it will be added. And so it will be more often checked, we hope, because a lot of physicians don't want to send a patient off for testing if they have to pay. They'll check everything else. And then, you know, maybe farther down the line, they might check for celiac disease.
Okay. And when does this get added permanently?
At the end of next March.
Okay.
So they're taking a year to get things behind the scenes all ready to go. But people can walk in with their OHIP card now today as if, you know, it's permanent. It really is no difference to a patient. Just more on the government side. But, you know, 128,000 Ontarians right now potentially have celiac disease out there and don't know it. So we're really hoping that this will save them some quality of life. It'll save the health care system potentially up to $1 billion in misdiagnosis, mistests, hospitalization. So this is quite a large announcement.
So if you already have your lab form and you're going in for a blood work, can you just say at the front desk, look, will you throw on a celiac test for me? Or does your doctor have to, you know, add something to the bottom of that sheet?
Yeah, the doctor does. So, and it's important to have that conversation with your healthcare provider because your reaction to gluten is, you know, and we've talked, it may not be celiac disease. You could have some other conditions, so it's really important to either rule it in or rule it out. And then once you get that blood test and if it comes back positive, you need to go for a biopsy because there can be some other conditions like Crohn's, an IgA deficiency that can mimic celiac disease. So you want to make
sure. What's IgA stand for?
You put me on the spot. It's a very
because I don't know it. I'm sure there are other people going what. So that has something to do with your immune system.
It does.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair enough. I don't want to put you on the spot, Melissa. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. Can we talk about the federal budget, the grocery rebate? It fell hugely short, in your opinion. Why?
Yeah, it was a good news, bad week for us. So as much as we were, you know, say the government is offering a grocery rebate for Medicaidans, it falls really short for people with celiac disease. And as you know, gluten-free packaged products can cost on average 150 to 500 times higher than regular gluten-containing equivalents. And so the offer of the subsidy of $153 per adult just doesn't cover it. Like, we're recommending it needs for people with celiac disease to at least be $230 for adults and maybe $122 for kids.
Right, so we'd have to up it a bit. How would we, do you have any suggestion on the framework for that? I mean, would you have to prove then you've had a celiac diagnosis and to get topped up?
Yeah, it's even for people with celiac disease, they can make it's called an incremental tax claim every year, and they just need to have on hand a letter from your doctor that, yes, you've been diagnosed with celiac disease to claim for the medical tax credit. So there is a structure in place. And, you know, it's pretty crazy. Like, you know, the difference between gluten-free pasta and regular pasta is sometimes 600% more. So it's really important that for people who are truly having to maybe access food banks, lower economic status on a fixed income, the cost of living these days has been really, really crazy. And it's important to recognize that these people have to do a medically required diet. It's not optional. It's not a lifestyle. They have to do it. So we want the government to recognize that diversity of our population.
Okay. So right now you can claim some sort of special medical tax exemption for if you have celiac?
You can, but it really comes down to about $23.
Oh, geez.
The average Canadian. And so we're fighting again as well for improvements to the tax system, for fairness, and for at least a blanket sort of tax credit of $1,000, mm-hmm. Because we've done some work, we've done some calculations, and that's at least the average cost to a family.
All right. Well, Melissa, thank you so much. I'm happy that you joined us, and you've got some kind of not so happy news, but some really good news. So thanks for sharing with us today.
Well, thanks for taking the time.
Have a great day. Melissa Secord is the National Executive Director of Celiac Canada.